Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Because no one ever said life is fair. Here is Foul Territory with Jeff and Jen on Sports Overnight America.
Hello, everyone. Good evening and welcome in. It's Sports Overnight America here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Happy Tuesday, everyone. It is a night like most our nights are in September where there are not football games, and we could kind of focus on the other things going on in the world of sports. One thing that caught my eye is that there are reports, Jen, of Kawhi Leonard, who over the weekend, towards the end of last week anyway, was discovered to have taken a no-show, no-endorse, no-effort job opportunity that allowed one of Steve Ballmer's corporations to sort of not pay him under the table, but pay him for an endorsement deal where he did nothing. And, you know, of course, he's going to deny that. Steve Ballmer's going to deny that. But, yeah, you might say that that was something that, you know, was offered to him and he took it and he didn't ask questions, and that's fine. But now reports are coming out that the one season that he spent with the Toronto Raptors, that his team was kind of asking for one of those types of deals to get him a little bit more than the salary cap would allow. And I think that if you're a regular fan and you're an advocate for the players, you say, you know, who cares? Who cares? Kawhi Leonard, you know, he's got a second job. You know, like I delivered pizzas, during the midst of my 24-year run with the airline. So who cares if, you know, you're paying this guy, you know, kind of under the table? A little bit unfair because we have a salary cap to kind of level the playing field. But, you know, if these guys are going to get endorsement deals, and I've kind of seen with the way that we're handling NIL in college that, you know, you're not just allowing these guys to make a little bit of money off of their name, image, and likeness, that you are basically paying them to go. So how are you doing this night?
Not bad.
All right. That's good. That's good. So we'll get into it a little bit more on the other side. I hear the music playing, so I think it's time to get out. Jen's here. Daniel's up in San Francisco. I'm Jeff Fritz. This is Sports Overnight America, and we'll be right back.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes.
There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
The John Deere Gator SUV lets you cut, pack, drive, scout, weld, stack, feed, pull, load, tow, spray, and haul. All in a single day. Because with the highest cargo box volume in its class, customizable features, and a towing capacity of up to 4,000 pounds, it gets the job done. You just have to get in the seat. Learn more at your John Deere dealer or visit johndeere.com/GatorSUV.
No big deal, but you've been earning Kohl's Cash for 20 years. That's two decades of checkout wins. To celebrate, enter our month-long sweepstakes for a chance to win $200 in Kohl's Cash. Plus, save on fall faves during the customer appreciation event now. Yep, two decades of Kohl's Cash is a big deal. Shop Kohl's and brag accordingly. Coupon ends September 21st. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Sweepstakes end September 30th, 2025. No purchase necessary. 20 winners per day. Limit one prize per person for entire sweepstakes. See Kohl's.com for official rules and details.
Sports Overnight America from Phoenix with Jen and Jeff Rich.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Sports Overnight America. Jen Rich with you from Phoenix. Jeff Rich sitting across from me. Daniel Ogden up in studio. When you're not listening to us live, make sure you check us out on the social medias at What's Up Riches, at A Girl of Many Hats. And, of course, don't forget the Sports Byline Network at Sports Byline USA. How was your first day in several days without any foosball?
My first day without any foosball. You know, I think that I got the right type of dessert to where I didn't have to have like a midnight snack later on. I thought that Sunday night football game was great, even though I didn't really care for the Monday night football game. I was hoping that, you know, for your family's sake anyway, that, because I know you don't care, that the Bears would pull things off on Monday night. But it was kind of a baseball night. It was kind of a do other things type of day, as Tuesdays tend to be. And yeah, I would say that I've decompressed pretty well. You know, we went Thursday, Friday, Saturday, you had a whole slate of college football. You know, Sunday, you know, to 10 o'clock, 1 o'clock, you know, whatever time they play Sunday night football. By the time we got to Monday, I didn't even really need football anymore. I didn't need it for that week. Of course, I'm going to welcome it back 2 days from now when we're back on the field on Thursday. But, you know, as far as I'm concerned, you know, I take interest in like the whole spectrum of college football, because there's just so many different angles to come at it from, and there's such a high volume of games. You know, with the NFL, you know, I watch for the Browns. I follow what's going on in the Jaguars games for Daniel's sake. And I guess I have a mild, and it's really whoever's playing the Steelers. You know, yeah. I was at JP's house on Sunday. You know, JP's from Toledo. He's a big Browns fan like I am. And then our mutual friend Rich is a Cincinnati Bengals fan. And, you know, he got my hype, but, you know, surrounding the Cleveland Browns. You know, JP's wearing his Bernie Kosar jersey. I'm wearing an Ernest Biner jersey. And, you know, I'm following the Jets Steelers game on Red Zone, and I look like the most diehard Jets fan alive. He's like, "What? You have money on the Jets?" It's like, I don't need money on the Jets to hate Pittsburgh. I just hate them. I know that spite is a big part of your sports repertoire. Is there? I was, of course, rooting.
Well, I forgot that. Like, I knew Rodgers was in Pittsburgh, but I forgot that. Was it Fields is over in Jetsville?
Yeah.
So it was, yeah, I sat down to eat. You went out with some friends, and I took myself to breakfast, and that was one of the games they had on. I just had to sit there and eat my pancakes and watch A-Rod not get hurt.
Yeah, and watch the former Packers quarterback beat the former Bears quarterback.
Yeah.
But it's to be expected. I'm done expecting Pittsburgh to give Mike Tomlin his first losing season. I don't know that it happens this year. I think that it might happen next year if Tomlin is still there, because presumably Rodgers will not be. One thing that I guess I would say for sure is that I don't think that Pittsburgh is going to win a Super Bowl this year. So, Aaron Rodgers.
That's all that matters, right?
I think so. Well, I'd like to see the Browns beat them in Pittsburgh and in Cleveland. But crap in one hand and I don't even know what you do in the other hand. But in one hand, wish in the other hand and, see which one fills up first, I suppose. So, so there was that.
My head around beat the brakes off of somebody.
Okay, we'll get into that in just a second. I want to ask Daniel for his thoughts on his Jaguars on Sunday. Daniel, can you talk? So 60 days in.
Yeah, so I had to go let my boss's dogs out this afternoon, and I came home, and you were watching a show called 60 Days In, and it's 9 seasons long. It takes place all over the country. It looks like it kind of jumps around from jail to jail, from season to season. This first season, they are in Indiana, and I went from not hearing the phrase "beat the brakes off of somebody" ever in my entire life, 43 years, to hearing it several times during like specifically one episode.
From inmates, from sheriff's people, from regular civilians.
Yeah, I've never heard of that before.
So the whole concept behind the show, folks, is that you take seven, citizens, people that are not charged with a crime, and you plant them in a jail, and they're supposed to do 60 days, and you see how they fare. They follow them around under the guise of this is a documentary about first-time offenders going to jail for the first time. I guess it's not so much first-time offenders, but first-time inmates. And, the cockier that the civilians were, the worst time that they had. The first season's in Jeffersonville, Indiana, which I presume is right across the...
Yeah, it's not too far away from Louisville.
From the river.
From like the southernmost Indiana.
So how do we tie this into sports? We had Marion Ali going under the name of Yasmin Brown because of the concerns that she would be made as Muhammad Ali's daughter, and they couldn't have that. You know that she's Muhammad Ali's daughter because she drops
I was going to say, if she had not said anything at any point about being Muhammad Ali's daughter, would you have known?
No.
I wouldn't have had any idea.
No, I wouldn't have even known when she hugged her sister goodbye that Layla was Layla Ali.
Yeah.
Because you don't really even see her face. And then this is back in 2016. It started back in 2016. I started watching it on Amazon Prime Video. And an episode and a half in, you're like, why are we watching commercials? Because Amazon has commercials. You pay for their... Well, I guess you pay for their Prime service.
Yeah, I haven't been mad about it because it's just kind of included in like the free shipping and whatever other stuff you get from Amazon Prime. You can pay a couple extra dollars more to have the no commercials, but I don't watch a lot of stuff on Amazon because I'm not willing to pay them anymore.
So it's not exclusive to Amazon. So we were able to pull it up on Disney Plus, and well, we were able to pull it up on Hulu, except there is no Hulu. You try to log into Hulu.
Disney are like just one now.
It wants me to log out and log back in. The whole purpose of me not wanting to log out and log back in is because I got to know like a billion passwords. So, but I did pull it up. My friend in Texas has been asking me to watch this show for about 5 years now, and it's been on for apparently 8. And, you know, this story comes up on, he couldn't have even been president at the time because it's a 2016 show about Trump's, you know, proposed Muslim ban. And Muhammad Ali came up and talked about it. And she's worried that they're going to show family pictures of Muhammad, you know, associated with Muhammad Ali, talking about his opposition to a Trump point of view. It was a little bit funny. It was just kind of comical that, yeah, because you know what they do every time that they talk about a prominent figure in the news is they begin to go through family photos.
Just be like a slideshow of the family, yeah.
Yeah, so she was worried about being made in jail, and, you know, I guess I could understand that, but I'm on my toes waiting to hear what Daniel thought about Jacksonville's win over the Carolina Panthers last weekend, but that can wait for another time. We got a Made in the Shade right now. We're going to take a quick break and more Sports Overnight America with Jen Rich and Jeff Rich. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and we'll be right back.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
Sports Overnight America from Phoenix with Jen and Jeff Rich.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It's Sports Overnight America. Time to talk a little bit of baseball. I see that your beloved Chubby Butt, who now plays for the Philadelphia Phillies, becomes the first National League player to hit 50 home runs this year. I think that happened a while ago for Cal Raleigh with the Philadelphia Phillies, but only a second Philadelphia Philly to hit 50 home runs in a season. And I give both of you the opportunity, if either you want to volunteer your guess for the other player to hit 50 home runs for the Philadelphia Phillies.
No, I got nothing. You know, I'm like awful with names.
Yeah, my guess would be Mike Schmidt as well. And let's see, does it tell me? Schwarber's the 10th player in history with 50 home runs, 120 RBIs, and double-digit steals in a season. The others would be Babe Ruth, Willie Mays, Mickey Mantle,
Lenny Ken Dykstra. Griffey Jr.
Not Nate. Oh, you know what? Lenny Dykstra. See, I'm thinking it's either Tommy or it's and it's not going to tell me. It's not going to just give
Ryan
it to
Howard.
Me in the first paragraph. Ryan Howard's a pretty good guess. Ryan. It is Ryan Howard. It is Ryan Howard. Ryan Howard finally has some company. It's the first sentence, and I just kind of ran through the entire stop sign on that one. So congratulations to him. Let's see, the Seattle Mariners, I'm waiting for them to fall back in the wild card hunt, and they're going in the other direction now. They had a little bit of a slump, and now I think that everybody's just kind of prioritized winning, and thanks to Randy Arozarena on Tuesday night, the Mariners have won something like four games in a row now, and it's your National League Central rivals. Good things are happening for the Cubs, way too little, way too late. The Seattle Mariners win over the St. Louis Cardinals. The Texas Rangers win over the Milwaukee Brewers. Cleveland defeats Kansas City 2-0. I believe that Jose Ramirez scored both runs, one by way of a home run and one by way of a David Fry double after Jose hit one of his own doubles. I saw that Arizona played San Francisco on this night, and it looks like San Francisco doesn't want the Diamondbacks to jump them, but everything else somewhat predictable. Dodgers Rockies at Dodger Stadium. You assume that the Dodgers are going to win that, and it happened. Boston played the A's, and that game was 6-0. If you had to guess who that would be, Boston and Sacramento, Jen, who would you assume won that game?
The Red Sox.
They did. They did.
Although, you know, the A's, the Rockies, the White Sox, they do snag some games from decent teams every now and then.
They do. I mean, the Angels won. They played the Twins, who gave up on this season about 6 weeks ago. But Tampa Bay goes to the south side of Chicago. Who would you assume would win that game, Jen?
Well, between Tampa Bay and Chicago. So Chicago's actually been on a little bit of a run. Like, if they can keep this up, they might be able to finish the season with less than 100 losses.
If they could go
first time in 3 years.
8-9. If they can go 8-9 down the home stretch, they could avoid 100 losses.
Yeah, it can happen. I mean, once you get to rock bottom, only place you have to go is up, right?
I think so. The Cubs beat the Atlanta Braves, so they move within 6.5 games of the Brewers. I'm going to categorize that under not going to happen.
Yeah, they're not going to catch the Brewers. And again, that's fine.
Toronto hanging on to their lead, not by much, but they're hanging on to their lead in the American League East. They're also, they're also a game up on the Detroit Tigers, who beat the Yankees by 10, 12-2 on this night. Philly, you know, just making sure that they cement their division lead over the Mets. They were winners. Nats and Miami, who really cares? And other than me and maybe Shane Koenig and like four other people, Kansas City and Cleveland, you know, Cleveland shuts them out. They win two of the first four games in that series. And Pittsburgh and Baltimore, I think we'd all agree that that's a more intriguing football game than it is a baseball game. But, you know, the Orioles are a little bit better record-wise there in the yeah, in MLB, I suppose, in the win-loss column. So there's that. What's going on closer to home? I mentioned that the Diamondbacks had lost. Arizona State lost in devastating fashion. We've got high school sports. We've got WNBA. Ex-Suns ranked on ESPN list of new faces at new places. I wonder who that could be. Let's click on that article. That's going to be denied to me because it's behind a paywall. I look at Cleveland sports, and I really don't have much more to say about that other than the Browns are still a disaster, despite the fact that there were some good takeaways from from their game against the Bengals. I guess Kevin Durant to the Rockets. I guess that might excite some people in NBA circles. Who else we got? Former Suns. Cam Johnson is with Denver now. DeAndre Ayton is with the Lakers. Oh, I get it. This is the overall list. So they're 1-3-5, and Jalen Green comes to the Suns in that Kevin Durant deal. Ty Jerome, who did play in Phoenix at one point, he's going to be with Memphis. I think that he's going to be largely missed in Cleveland. Bradley Beal with the Los Angeles Clippers, and I promise you there are few, if any, Suns fans that miss Bradley Beal's time or even remember Bradley Beal's time with the Phoenix Suns. So that might be all I've got for the NBA. MLB, of course, it's exciting. It's exciting, even if it ends up being kind of chalky, where Houston hangs on, Toronto hangs on for their divisions, and then you get Seattle, the Red Sox, and Yankees in the American League. And I said it probably a month ago that Phillies, Mets, Brewers, Cubs, Dodgers, Padres, that's going to be your field in the National League. Division that, you know, the only division that's up for grabs in the National League is in the West. And if you want to count the Padres in on this division hunt, they're only two games back, but it just really feels like it's not going to happen for the San Diego Padres. If they're gonna make any noise in these playoffs, they're gonna do it by way of the wild card round. We talked about dildos on Monday night, right?
We did. Yeah.
So yeah,
it was. But yeah, I had the teams wrong. It was Browns Bengals game, and then it was Dolphins Colts. I thought it was the Tampa Bay game. I had the wrong Florida team.
Okay, Dolphins Colts.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, didn't the Bucks played in Atlanta this weekend? So, yeah. But yeah, I get it. Wrong Florida team. So we've got some races in Major League Baseball, but I don't know what I'm doing. You know, if I'm even considering, you know, the playoff chances. You know, the Padres have the Reds, Rockies, Mets, White Sox. They've got kind of an easy remaining schedule to go. The Yankees, it's going to be pretty easy for them. Seattle, I got to wait for Seattle to fall out before I can really consider Cleveland or Texas. Seattle's playing the Cardinals. They have four with the Angels. If Cleveland beats up on the Royals too much, they're really going to be devastated and probably play the same way that they played against Cleveland the last two nights. They're at the Astros, so that gives them a chance. They've got the Rockies and Dodgers to close out the season. So, if there's any chance of Seattle falling from that third wild card spot, I think that it's, there's going to be a lot of scoreboard watching with the Dodgers series, but you know, what are you going to do when they're playing the Rockies, when they're playing the Angels? Maybe the Angels can play a small role of a spoiler in their case. I am really getting frustrated with the internet here in the home studio. I guess I'm pulling up sites that just don't want to load for me. Isn't that?
Oh, I'm like, I'm having no issues. I'm bopping around from little stories, reading little tidbits.
Oh, you hate your laptop.
Maybe they just don't like you, Jeff.
I've considered that, and the feeling would be mutual. Feeling would definitely be mutual there.
It got super hot one day, and the side busted open. But yeah, it's fine.
Okay. Yeah. So I was looking at, I was looking around. I was looking around earlier, and my side's burst open. By the way, I'm looking around like this date in sports history because, Tuesday, September 9th, my card's giving me trivia. Longest 1-0 game by innings in Major League history. Something for you guys to brew on. I won't look at the answer until I reveal it at about 54 past the hour. It's just like it's every website on this computer. I might as well just shut down the computer and wing it and talk about Little League Baseball or, some junk like that. But
yeah, because it's garbage night. So remember, I usually spend that back half of the show gathering the trashies from the studio and without, or throughout, I guess.
Well, as long as Daniel can keep his dinner in his stomach, I could wrap with Daniel here coming up after the break. For right now, let's... say what's up to everybody listening on the AFN. You're listening to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Sports Overnight America, and we'll be right back.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
Sports Overnight America from Phoenix with Jen and Jeff Rich.
Welcome back, everyone. Sports Overnight America. Jeff Rich with you from Phoenix, Arizona. Jen is on garbage duty tonight, so we'll maybe pick it up with her after this segment. But Daniel, let's talk a little bit about what we've got on the NFL slate coming up in week two. Everybody's either 1-0 or 0-1. Packers host Washington. Washington kind of picked up where they left off a year ago. Jaden Daniels still looks like the real deal. I can't say for sure that I'm going to dedicate my Thursday night to watching this game, but, you know, it's the 24th anniversary of the attacks on the World Trade Center. So, of course, we're going to feature the Washington Commanders playing on the road at Green Bay. And Green Bay kind of looked like the goods against the Lions, and I don't know. I don't really think too much about the departure of coordinators, but no Aaron Glenn, no Ben Johnson. It ends up being a 14-point loss where the Lions only put 13 on the board. From a Lions perspective in week one, what are your thoughts there?
Yeah, so I was playing Goff in fantasy, not playing him, but playing against him. So I was paying attention to that game pretty closely. They scored that touchdown too, like super late. So, the Packers really kicked the crap out of them. And I don't know if it's the coordinators. I don't know if it's the team. You know, I think the interesting part about football is it's really difficult to sort of like, I don't know what the right word is, place, whatever, to figure out exactly what the team chemistry is like going into a season. And unless you're like really in the building, and none of us are, clearly. So I don't know if they just played poorly or they're not as good as they were. If it's the coordinators, are the Packers better? You know, I'm not sure exactly, but they look like crap. And Washington looked fine. They played a bad team. You know, I'll liken it to the Jaguars. They played a bad team. They took care of business. They did what they needed to do. We'll see what they do against a better team.
All right, speaking of Jacksonville, they travel to Ohio, and I'm going to assume that Leon Cohen will not stay in Ohio for the entire weekend. Cincinnati 1-0, but a very fake 1-0, and the Jaguars played the Carolina Panthers. So a battle of 1-0 teams that just doesn't seem all that special to me.
Yeah, and, you know, we've talked about it. The Bengals are the Jaguars' kryptonite. You know, not that I care about Urban Meyer, but, you know, he stayed there. He decided to grind on some random, very young blonde. And then, you know, more importantly, the last time they played them, Jags were 8-3. It was a Monday Night Football game. I specifically remember it because the Jags don't have many Sunday. Well, they haven't had any Sunday Night Football games, I think, I think it's 17 years now. I want to say Ravens Jags was the last one, and it was like
2009,
8 or something like that. But it was a Monday Night Football game. They were leading. Trevor had 300 yards. They were up 8-3, or they were up 8-3. They were 8-3 record wise. They were up in the division. in first place. I think they had the best record in the AFC. Trevor got hurt, limped off the field. They lost the game, and they didn't make the playoffs. So, you know, the Bengals, I don't like it. If they can win this game, they're going to the playoffs.
You heard it here first, folks. Jaguars going to the playoffs if they can advance to 2-0 on Sunday in Cincinnati. A couple of 0-1 teams from the NFC East, the Giants and the Cowboys. I think that the Cowboys loss was slightly more legit than the Giants, you know, just kind of laying an egg last week.
So I'm going to go with Dart. It's over. Russell Wilson sucks.
Well, is it Russell Wilson or is it Brian Daboll? I mean, it doesn't matter going into week two because both of them are part of the problem, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Jackson Dart gives them some hope. Russell Wilson gives nothing. You can't tell me there's anything that Russell Wilson does better than Jackson Dart. Except for, like, you know, pretend to be good.
And be nice.
But, you know, in general, he doesn't do anything better than him. They're going to suck either way. Just play the rookie. At least have some fun.
That's what that's kind of my thought there as well. I mean, I'd have more fun watching Jameis Winston play games at quarterback.
I'd be fine with that, too. Just Russell Wilson stinks.
Yeah, and he has. And I think that the Pittsburgh system, you know, kind of elevated his play to make him look a little bit better than he was. But Pittsburgh didn't make a lot of noise in January, if I recall things correctly from this past, you know, the season before this one. Chicago and Detroit, both coming off losses. I would think that just based on what Detroit did, you know, maybe the Packers are awesome. Maybe the Vikings are awesome too, but I think I like Chicago on the road in this one. I you know, and I could see the Lions going to 0-2 and everybody, you know, calling out, you know, same old Lions.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know what to think about that game. It's just interesting because they don't have a different team, really. They have different coordinators, but same coach. I don't know. I think they'll be fine, but who knows?
All right. I'm going to go Rams over Tennessee just because I don't believe in Tennessee at all this season. And then New England, Miami should be a stinker as well. It's like a 9-6 game if I've ever dreamt one up.
Man, Miami. I don't even know what to think about them either. Like, I've never seen a team look so bad that has a bunch of talent. I really
haven't. They got Danny Dimed. You know, shout out to, you know, and rest in peace, Scott, because he had that Daniel Jones clip. And he was just waiting for Daniel Jones to have a good game to play that one touchdown clip. Well, the clip that I wish that I would have on hand at all times for Danny Dimes is that, like, 85-yard run on Monday Night Football where he, like, stumbled at the 20 and landed at the 10 with, like, nobody in the area code. But, you know, and maybe he's just kind of found his way in Indianapolis. San Francisco and New Orleans should be an interesting game. I don't think that you can win with any of the quarterbacks on the Saints roster this year.
Man. I feel bad for Alvin Kamara. Kamara, whatever. He's a great player. I don't think they really have a ton of talent besides that. And, yeah, none of the quarterbacks on that roster are very good. I actually think their defense isn't terrible. And we'll see, you know, I mean, I don't know that supposedly Purdy's hurt. He's going to play, I think. But, you know, we'll see what that game's like on Sunday.
All right. My upset, and I don't know the numbers on this one, but I have to assume that Buffalo is probably favored by about 6.5 at the Meadowlands against the Jets. I think the Jets are going to pull it off. I think that they learned something playing a close game with Pittsburgh. They should have won that game last week. And I think that Buffalo might have a little bit of a hangover from the incredible comeback. Let's say if the Jets don't win straight up, that the Bills do not win it going away.
I could see that. I think the Bills are not as good as they showed. I like the Bills, don't get me wrong, in terms of, you know, going forward this year. I don't think they're as good as they showed yet. I think that fourth quarter was kind of special quarter. I think it was similar to kind of what you saw from Minnesota last night, which was just basically, you know, like talent sort of waking up finally.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Ravens are a better team. I don't know what happened. They just, you know, screwed the pooch. But, yeah, I could definitely see a hangover. I don't know, though. I feel like they're still going to kind of beat the crap out of the Jets, but who knows? I mean, Jets played pretty well last week.
Okay. I don't like it, but I probably would pick Pittsburgh at home over Seattle. And I probably pick Baltimore at home over Cleveland.
Oh, definitely. That's one that's up in the survivor pool as a possible choice. But I hate picking division games for Survivor.
Well, the Browns won 3 games last year, and one of them was in Baltimore. Exactly. I don't know
that's
if that means
saying.
Anything.
Like, I don't like picking division games.
Yeah, I'd probably pick, if I were to pick a Survivor pool game, I think that I would probably pick the Arizona Cardinals at home over Carolina. I think that Carolina, I don't think they're going to go 0-17, but I don't think that they're going to come out to Arizona and win a football game. I've got Denver over the Colts, and you know, the Colts had that big win last week. Denver. Denver's going to be chasing the Chargers in that division in at least the short run. So I'm all over the Denver Broncos. I'm all over the Arizona Cardinals and Philly and Kansas City. That's a tough call, man.
I really hope Philly wins. It'd be so sweet to see the Chiefs own too.
Right, and then your late game on NBC is going to be the Falcons and the Vikings. I think this is just kind of like the opposite of what I said about Baltimore with the hangover. I think the Minnesota is going to ride it. And look, JJ McCarthy has not lost a game since high school, if he ever lost a game in high school.
Yeah, I mean, he hasn't lost a game since that TCU loss. I'm still not really like 100% sold on him as being like a legit NFL, you know, like star, but hey, can't argue with last night.
All right, and then 2 games on Monday. You got the Bucks at Houston, and you got the Chargers in Vegas. Any surprises
Bucks,
you're expecting from
Chargers? I think Houston will get back on track, but I'm gonna root for Tampa Bay because, you know, obvious reasons, and I really think the what the Chargers did on Friday night, I think really solidifies them in a way that they haven't been in a long time. But what they really need to do is keep passing the ball. Which goes against everything Harbaugh preaches and wants and loves. But like, Herbert is the best player on that team. Put the ball in his hands. That's all I got to say.
All right. Think about that. Longest 1-0 game by innings in Major League history. It's Sports Overnight America, and we'll be right back.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with need to sell my home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Sports Overnight America from Phoenix with Jen and Jeff Rich.
Welcome back, everyone. It's Sports Overnight America. Sports birthdays today include Frankie Frisch, 1898, Charlie Connerly, 1921, Joe Theismann, 1949, Dan Marley, 1965, Shane Battier, 1978. On this day in 1971, Gordie Howe retires for the first time after 25 seasons with the Detroit Red Wings. And speaking of the Red Wings, the Soviet Union in 1972 beats the United States 51-50 in the most controversial game in international basketball history, with the U.S. leading 50-49. The final seconds are replayed three times until the Soviets finally win. That was Munich, by the way. Daniel, any guess at the number of innings of the longest 1-0 game?
Innings of the longest 1-0 game?
Yes.
I'll go 14.
The longest game, Jen, you want to go higher or lower than 14?
Higher.
24 innings, April 15th, 1968. Tom Seaver started for the Mets. Norm Miller led off the Houston 24th with a single. Two walks, loaded the bases. Bob Aspamonte hit a grounder which rolled through the legs of shortstop Al Weiss to score Miller the winning run. And Jen,
I mean, we've been at Diamondbacks games that were like 19 innings.
Yeah, but 1-0. That's the caveat to it. Hey, I've heard
Bob Aspamonte though.
I did not know Bob Aspamonte. We've heard three names identifying Phillies Karen, and I think that we're just gonna stick with Phillies Karen going.
Yeah.
All right, that's all we got tonight. For Jen Rich, for Daniel Ogden, I'm Jeff Rich. This has been Sports Overnight America. Now stay tuned for more sports coming your way next hour on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.